Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. For more, go to their special White Sox webpage, www.wintrust.com/sox. Chuck Carfine here with Ryan McGuffey. And Guff, we've been following the career, short career so far, of Tim Anderson. We see a new Tim Anderson here, but it turns out it's not the new Tim Anderson, it's the real Tim Anderson who's coming out of his shell.
Yeah, the shell no longer exists. I mean, it hasn't just come out, he's left it all in the past. And it's refreshing, I think, for all of us, because probably not just for him too, but to actually know what this kid's all about. And to know, you know, he's used Michael Jordan's name several times. He used it last year once. I know he's the Jordan Pippen thing with him and Mankata. He wants to be great, but he's saying it now and backing it up. Before, he would occasionally let it slip, and there would just be, like, not a lot of actual material there. Mm-hmm. Now he is really opening up.
Yeah, he wanted to be like this last year. And at last year at spring training, he was a little bit different from the year before, a lot different, actually. But then his life got derailed with the murder of his best friend. I mean, this is like not just a best friend. It's like a brother to him.
Godfather of his child.
He's the godfather of his child.
Yeah.
And in May, he was murdered. And I think what happened with Tim was he didn't have the tools, the mental tools to deal with
Who
this.
Who does?
Of course.
Yeah.
And anyone listening to this, if this happens to you, a tragedy like this, it is so difficult. And then now go ahead and play Major League Baseball and fail at it. And how would you deal with it? And this is what he was left with, trying to pick up the pieces of his life and then try to excel in one of the toughest things to do, which is hit a baseball for a living and play baseball.
Yeah, and what I would call a revealing interview that you're about to hear, he says it was a dark moment. So take a dark moment that you've had in your life, and then, like you said, have to go out and perform in front of tens of thousands of people every single night and go 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts and then let that weigh on you.
And then come back the next day and try again.
And come back the next day and then answer questions about it. And you haven't let the dark moment, you haven't let that go because you haven't been able to, because that's not what human beings can. You can't just say, "My best friend was murdered. Let's just throw that over to the side and deal with it when we can." No, he was dealing with it every day. And he was bringing it to the ballpark and vice versa and taking it home with him. When you're 21, 22, look, when you're 42, that's hard to deal with, going to work every day with something like that. When you're 21, 22, and you mentioned the contract and the expectations that these guys put on themselves, I mean, there's no book on that.
No, and he reveals in this interview that he went and got counseling during the season, and that really helped. And Tim gets in depth on this and why that helped him so much. There's a lot of lighter moments, too, in this interview, and one being him talking about the Batman and Robin thing with him and Yoan Moncada. One of them is going to be Michael Jordan. One's going to be Scottie Pippen.
I think we know who's we'll let that breathe. But knowing what we know about what Tim Anderson's been saying, let that ride.
So you're going to hear a Tim Anderson that's very confident, very vocal, and he wants to be a big leader with his White Sox team. So here's my interview with Tim Anderson from Camelback Ranch in Glendale, Arizona. So everyone here is a year older, a year wiser. But when I look at you, I see something more than just 1 year. I'm not saying you aged, because you look the same.
Right.
But your maturity level, the way you're carrying yourself, there's something more. Is that how you feel on the inside?
Yeah, man, I'm fired up. I'm excited. I feel like I'm ready to lead this pack. Man, we got a lot of great group of guys, and you know, we got a chance to do something real special.
You say you want to lead the pack.
Yep.
Why are you, you feel like you you should be the leader, a leader of this team?
I mean, I have a voice. I have a voice now to, you know, preach to these guys a little bit more than I did last year. So I feel like, you know, I'm ready to step in that role and, you know, kind of lead this team in the right direction.
Now, was this voice always there and you just didn't feel comfortable using it, but now you do?
Yeah, it was, you know, now I'm busting out of the shell. You know what I mean? I'm talking more. I'm excited, man. I'm happy.
But you're consciously doing it. Was this a part of the plan?
No, this is, you know, it's God's plan. Yeah, I mean, everything's happening. You know, I feel like it's just, everything's lined up and just happening one step at a time.
How do you plan on leading?
Well, just by example, you know, holding each other accountable. You know what I mean? I can't just tell one guy to go run and I don't run. You know what I mean? I want him to get on me too as well. So, you know, it's just basically picking up each other and having fun with it, you know. I think the ultimate goal is really to have fun and then the rest to take care of itself.
You were shy, certainly outwardly shy with us.
Right.
But we could see a little bit of what was behind that. Yep. Is this the real Tim Anderson?
Yeah, this is.
Or
this
is it
me.
A new Tim Anderson?
No, this is me. It's always been me, but I just, you know, I never knew how to express myself. I feel like I'm being a lot more open, and that's kind of what I want to give the fans, you know. Let them know the real me. I mean, you're cheering for me, so why not know me? So, yeah, you know, I'm being open and kind of letting fans into my life.
A lot happened with you last year. Yep. Let's start with your contract.
Mm-hmm.
You signed this contract, 6 years, $25 million, mm-hmm. a lot of money.
Right.
Did that weigh on you a little bit, trying to live up to that contract?
No, it's not about the money. You know, I mean, I grew up playing this game for free. So the money don't play a role in it. You know, it was a tough year for me, but I mean, tough times happen, but they don't last forever. So, you know, it was definitely a learning experience for me.
Yeah, the toughest obviously was in May when your great friend, Brandon
right.
Moss,
mm-hmm.
was murdered. How did you find out?
One of my close friends, like a brother, he called me. He was in Baltimore. It's like 4 a.m. and he told me. It was heartbreaking. But, you know, I feel like I moved on from that and I'm in a better place now.
But it did affect you.
Yeah, it did.
A lot.
It did. Yeah, the year was rough. It was a rough year, man. I wasn't having fun. You know, I let the outside life come into the locker room with me. You know, I was already going through a lot of things before then with, you know, just family issues. But man, it was definitely a learning experience for me. And I got to find out who I was, and I got to find out who was with me and kind of who was against me. So, you know, it's definitely was a learning experience, and I'm definitely going to use that, you know, in today with me.
There's this belief that when you have problems away from the field, oh, you can just forget about
right.
them when you're on the field. Maybe in basketball mm-hmm. or football, where there's a lot of
right, well,
action
moving.
Going on.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is a different speed.
Right.
So were you able to really escape when you got on the field or no?
No. I wasn't having fun in between the lines. You know, I was making the game harder than what it was. I was thinking too much. You know, I was feeling sorry for myself. And the list can go on. But yeah, man, it was just, you know, when my friend died, it definitely, you know, took a lot out of me. And kind of, you know, I had a dark moment. And, but, you know, it was a learning experience.
Yeah, when did it turn? When did you start feeling like yourself again?
I think after I did counseling. I went to counseling, mm-hmm. and, you know, towards the end of the year, I started back feeling like myself. And I feel like this offseason was a great time to reset that button. And, you know, I'm here and I feel great. You know, I'm in a better place.
Counseling can help.
Right.
How did it help you?
You know, just going in and talking and, you know, pouring everything out of you and let the lady put it on paper and read it back to you. It's kind of, you know, it kind of lets you hear what you've been going through. And when she did, it was like, man, that was a lot. But, man, I just took what she read to me and, you know, just balled up and threw it away. You know, and kind of start fresh and it's a new beginning.
Yeah, did you feel lighter after
yeah,
that when
I
you get
lighter.
All that out?
Yeah, I felt lighter, man. I feel like it was brightening. It was getting back bright, you know what I mean? And, but man, it was those counseling sessions definitely helped me.
Yeah, how long did you go for?
I went, I probably did like maybe 4 or 5 segments.
Mm-hmm. And did this coincide with you playing better? Because I saw a different player on the field
yeah.
towards the end of the year.
Yeah, man, I was happy to get back out there. Mm-hmm. Just like this year, man, I'm hungry. You know what I mean? I want another shot at it. You know, I feel like last year went left, but man, it's just a new season.
Yeah. Let's talk about, where is that month? August.
Mm-hmm.
8 doubles, 5 homers, 16 RBIs. You like that?
Yeah, that's Tim. That's more Tim we need to see.
Let's move on to September. Mm-hmm. You batted 327, 3 home runs, 9 stolen bases?
Oof. Yeah, we need a lot of that this year. That's the way that I want to go, you know, that's the way I want to go about it. Kind of get back to, you know, just what got me here.
Coming up, more of my conversation with Tim Anderson. I know what you guys are thinking. You want me to ask, is he going to draw more walks? I asked Tim that question. Also, between him and Moncada, who's Jordan? Who's Pippen? That and more on the White Sox Talk podcast, brought to you by Wintrust, back in a moment. Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Sox, members FDIC. I got to ask you about walks.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that all the time. Are you sick of hearing people talking about, you got to get more walks?
Yeah. You know, it's just, and we're playing a tough sport as it is. And, they're going to come. I mean, when I walk more, what are you going to tell me? Start swinging more? So it's just one of those things, it's give and take, you know what I mean? So, man, we'll see what happens.
You are who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's part of what it is. You're an aggressive hitter.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be this high OBP guy, are you? Or would, mm-hmm. Would you want to become that?
I don't really care too much about the stats, mm-hmm. as in, you know, OBP or batting average. That was in the past. Now it's just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Once I have fun, the rest will take care of itself.
So something I hear you saying a lot about
having fun.
Well, that one?
Yep.
But then there's another one. You haven't said it yet. I've been waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to say it. About your teammates. What do you say about your teammates?
Great group of guys, man.
And you haven't said it yet.
We love on each other.
There it is.
Yeah, man. We love on each other a lot, man. That's gonna lead us in the right direction. You know, team chemistry is starting the clubhouse. And I feel like it's going good, man. Everybody's hugging and kissing on each other. That's love. So I think it's going to play a big role on the field with us too.
Yeah, because you don't hear too many athletes say about their teammates they love each other.
Right.
And you guys have this, people from the outside, they hear you guys talk about the love you have for each other, mm-hmm. how you're going to surprise people, how there's something going on inside the clubhouse. And some people, White Sox fans, believe it. Others are skeptical about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you're on the inside, and I see a little taste of it,
we're ready.
What's going on here.
We're ready, man. We're ready. For the fans, man, we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We got all the right pieces. We got you know, the character and the makeup with these guys are awesome. So I don't feel like you can go wrong with, you know, with these guys. So it's going to be great. And I think we got a chance to do something real special.
Now, Joaquin Soria came here first day. It wouldn't surprise me if he won the division.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
We'll see.
You're not going to go there.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
You had said that you were talking about Yoan Moncada, and you mm-hmm. made this reference that you want to be like Jordan and Pippen, and Moncada.
Yeah. Man, that's swag. We need that on the South Side. I mean, we want to get the fans into it, you know, make the fans feel at home when they come to the stadium. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's this year we're going to bring a lot of swag to the South Side and just kind of have fun with it, you know, and wherever lead us, we're just going to have fun with it.
All right, so who's Jordan, who's Pippen?
I'm going to be Jordan. I'm going to let him be Pippen.
You're going to let him be Pippen?
Yeah, I'm going to let him be Pippen.
Is he aware of this?
No, he's not. He's not. He probably don't care.
But he'll be Pippen.
Yeah.
How hungry are you to be great?
I'm real hungry. You know, that's something that was built into me to be the best that I can be. So I just got to keep working. I got a lot of work to put in. I kind of bounced back from last year, but I'm excited about this year, so we'll see what happens.
Are you already envisioning the season?
Yeah.
What do you see?
It's going to be great.
For you, what do you see for you?
Having fun,
mm-hmm.
smiling a lot, you know, picking up my teammates a lot, hugging on the coaches and players a lot. You know, a lot of love, more so than stats.
Because at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
you're playing baseball for a living.
Right. You're right.
It didn't feel like a job last year?
I can't really speak on how I felt last year because, I mean, I don't even know. You know what I mean? It was just so up and down that it was just some days I didn't, you know, feel comfortable going to the ballpark because I knew it was going to be a bad day. But, you know, now it's, I'm excited to get here.
Yeah. What would you say to that Tim Anderson of last year? Words of advice that he could have used in May and June?
Keep going. Just keep going. You know, it's a season. That season's put away. Now it's a new season.
And in this upcoming season, I'm sensing on your Instagram account that you want a new stadium playlist.
Yeah.
You want some new music played before the game.
Yeah.
And during the game.
Yeah.
What do you want to hear?
Migos, Chance the Rapper. Man, just a lot of stuff that get the fans going. We're young. We're young, so we need something that's going to make us feel better and how we walk, a lot of swag, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So not old fogey music that
I
would listen to.
Right. We're young, so man, we need to have a lot of fun and the music. It started with the music. That's going to get us there.
All right. Rolling Stones won't do it for you, right?
No.
That's grandpa music right there.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need anything to slow us down.
What's the 2018 White Sox theme song, if you had to say right now?
Yeah.
I'll say Culture. Culture Anthem by Migos. That's a good one.
You want to sing some of it right now?
No.
Give us a little beat?
No. You'll hear it. We're going to get in there. You'll hear it.
Okay. All right, so there's my conversation with Tim Anderson. I'm old. I like the Rolling Stones and this younger generation of millennials. They don't want to listen to that stuff.
You need to open up. Maybe it's I let you in on a little note. Every day he goes to the ballpark. Every day he comes to Camelback Ranch, he's always got a song on his Insta story.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's definitely not the Rolling Stones.
You know what? I can't fight it. I have to accept. Well, listen, I like the young music of today. I like Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
You're not going to hear me listen to it in my car, but you know what? Tim Anderson and those guys, if they want that kind of music, love it.
I mean, like 90% of the guys here are 25 or younger.
I know.
You know, like James Shields might get away with the
Rolling Stones. Not that I'm like the biggest Rolling Stones fan. That was the group that came to mind when I'm doing
the
interview with them.
Yes.
Yeah, but
yeah, I think there'll be a new playlist at Guaranteed Rate Field this year.
He wants to have fun. He's about fun, and
he
didn't have fun last year.
I love the part that he's like, you know, table the stats. To me, it's all about having fun, and everything else will take care of itself. I think he's right about that in some ways. If you don't get too hooked on, I need to hit 290 this year, and I need to have 25 homers, I need to drive in 80, just strip that all down and say if what you really are about is having fun, all that stuff will follow. So yeah. I think we're going to see more of the Tim Anderson. Look, if he's the guy from August or September, he's an all-star.
Yeah.
So if we could just get a consistent Tim Anderson, that should be a pretty good player.
Yeah, we'll take that for sure. And, you know, he uses the word love. Not too many guys want to bring up that the L word talking about their friends or teammates. And he's not shy about expressing his love as teammates about the guys that he's going to bat with.
Yeah, and I mean, Tyler Saladino was out here today with a still photographer's camera, and he took about 300 pictures. And the guys were in the cages, and Tim Anderson was there too, and they were embracing the camera. Now, obviously, that doesn't seem that's not as normal to us because sometimes the camera scares them off, but these guys were helping Saladino get in the cage. They were posing for him. They were laughing at each other, you know, smacking each other on the ass, and that's good. That's good things to see. You want to see the camaraderie, the love. There's a genuine appreciation and bond for these guys, and we've talked about this a lot, but it's real.
There's an energy in the clubhouse and a lightness in the clubhouse that's going on, and we haven't really been seeing that in the last few years here.
And, you know, usually three guys are playing cards. Those three guys will play cards. This morning, Delmonico was doing a trick, I believe, to Danny Farquhar, which he was learning from James Shields. It started as three guys. Then there were five, then there were eight, then there were 10. There was an interview going on with Wellington Castillo, and you could barely hear a word Wellington Castillo was saying because of all of the hilarity that was going on behind it.
Right, and as Wellington was talking, I'm like, I'm glad Wellington's really not saying anything good because we wouldn't be able to use this.
Our camera guy, Eric Fogle, I think half the questions, he was just shaking his head like, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's true, and you know, go back a few years and I liked a lot of the guys in that clubhouse from a few years ago, but they weren't a team.
No.
They didn't play as a team. And in the clubhouse, it was a kind of a segregated kind of thing. Like, these are those guys, these are these guys, and we don't really come together like these guys do.
Tim Anderson met the media today as well, not just the sit-down that you did with him, but he met the media. And one thing he said, the way the clubhouse is here in Glendale is when you walk in, the vets and like the guys who are going to go to Chicago are kind of on the left, and all of the guys who are minor league invites that are going to eventually end up in minor league camp are on the right. And Tim Anderson said, we're not looking at the locker room like that anymore. We're not looking at those guys who are over there and we're over here. We're all one family. We're all together.
Yeah.
I mean, he's talking about that stuff open, honestly. And look, I can't remember a time when I've been to spring training where I have literally been in all four corners of the clubhouse.
That's true.
Usually it's like, okay, we need these four guys over here. We might need to go get a top prospect or a guy. But this year I've literally done, you know, the rectangle lap four or five times. I mean, you find yourself standing in places you've never been.
Okay, do you see where Fulmer and Giolito's lockers are?
They're in the far corner. They're like in prospect corner.
They are totally in prospect corner. When I saw that, I'm like...
And so is Lopez. Lopez is right there in the corner with them. He's right next to Giolito.
And if you're listening to this thinking, what's the big deal? No, there actually is a method to all of this, not just from a coaching standpoint, but then the players see kind of where they're at.
Yep.
Because on one end, that's where all, like, let's give you some classic years. There was one year, like, when they had Canerco here, Burley, all the studs. They're all on one end, and you see the names, and they just, and then everything kind of flows down the river from there.
Yeah.
Where it's set up right now, so you got James Shields, Nate Jones, the veterans are in that spot. What's the bottom of the river? Lucas Giolito, Carson Fulmer.
Yep. On the other side of that wall,
yeah,
you have Kopech and Collins that are next to each other. There's a method to that madness, obviously. Yeah. Those guys.
You also have.
You have Eloy and Mike Rodolfo.
Mike Rodolfo. They're downstream.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are all going to end up probably on the other side of the fence. But the point is that it doesn't feel as segregated.
No.
It doesn't feel as divided.
There's only one prospect on the veteran side. You know what I'm talking about?
One prospect on the veteran side. His name is Luis Robert, and he's in between Jose Abreu and Yoan Moncada.
So when he walks in, he's going to see, wait, I'm with all the veterans.
Yeah. But I think that's why they're all invited to Major League Camp for the first few weeks.
Yeah.
It's because they want a taste of, this is what it's like to be up here. This is what it's like to have this coaching staff with you. So,
and then Moncada and Abreu can share his locker when he's in minor league camp.
That's a good point. Look, there's 66 guys in major league camp.
Yeah,
and most of the team employees and staff can't remember a time in the last quarter century that's happened.
Yeah.
So
it's packed in there. All right. Hope you've enjoyed the conversation with Tim Anderson. It was great to sit down and just see him mature and evolve as a player and as a person. And thank you, Ryan McGuffey.
Thank you, Chuck.
All right. You're welcome, I guess. All right. Kind of awkward. Let's end it. This is the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking. With free ATMs nationwide, find out more at wintrust.com/sox. That is www.wintrust.com/sox. You're still laughing. Got anything more to say? Just drop the mic.
Thanks.
Okay. See ya.